at 6:20. This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. Lawyers for State Attorney General Ken Paxton appeared in a Sherman courtroom this morning to try to get the federal civil fraud case against him dismissed. The Texas Tribune reports the judge did not immediately rule. He plans to issue a decision in 30 days. The case by the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission is based on allegations that Paxton misled investors in a company before he became attorney general and that he did not disclose he was getting a commission. Last year, a grand jury in Collin County indicted Paxton on state criminal charges of securities fraud and failure to register with the state securities board. Paxton has denied any wrongdoing in both cases, calling it politically motivated. Before Ken Paxton appeared in court this morning, he visited the home of Amber and Adam Briggle in Denton last night. The Briggles have a transgender son. Amber Briggle recently invited the attorney general to have dinner with her family. That came after Texas sued the Obama administration over its directive regarding transgender student rights. Amber Briggle last month talked with Texas Standard about her invitation.
I really sincerely want to put a human face behind this, but you know, I think in the age of social media, it's so easy to just troll and just flame and just be cruel to each other online in our comments, saying things to each other that we would never say to each other's faces. And my husband and I have worked really hard in our community, especially to get people to, you know, to try and find some common ground and speak with each other face to face, because when we can get together as neighbors and as fellow Texans, we're going to realize we have a lot more in common than we thought we did.
The Briggles told the Denton Record Chronicle that they didn't ask Paxton for anything specific regarding the lawsuit at dinner, which included beef shish kebabs, watermelon, and blueberry cobbler. Earlier today, dozens of people gathered in front of Energy Transfer Partners in Dallas. They protested the company's plans to build a controversial oil pipeline in North Dakota. The same company is also behind the Trans-Pecos pipeline in Big Bend. We sent KERA's Gus Contreras to check out the protest.
The 1,700-mile Dakota Access Pipeline would transport oil from western North Dakota to Illinois. It would run through the Missouri River, where the Standing Rock Sioux tribe live. They say the river is their main source of drinking water, and they're concerned about contamination.
What they're doing up in North Dakota with the pipeline, trying to lay it down, we are in front of a corporation behind that, and behind many other pipelines that have been laid down and are projected to be laid down. Our voices will be heard today.
That's Yolanda Bluehorse. She organized the protest in Dallas. Critics call this the Keystone Pipeline 2. That's the controversial project from Canada to Texas that was rejected last year by President Obama. The Dakota Access Pipeline would transport between 400,000 and 600,000 barrels of oil daily. The tribe, whose reservation lies just south of the pipeline's path, has asked the judge to stop construction. The Standing Rock tribe say that a leak or spill could be disastrous. Frankie Orona is a director with the American Indian Movement of Central Texas.
Corporate America know that they can no longer continue to do what they do and turn this, you know, our sacred water into a commodity to a point where we're not going to be able to have that for our future generations.
Energy Transfer Partners say the pipeline will generate millions of dollars into local economies and create construction jobs. Supporters say the pipeline would reduce truck and oil train traffic. ETP did not respond to KERA's request for a comment. In 2014, Energy Transfer Partners CEO Kelsey Warren talked with KERA's Lee Cullum about the appeal of building a pipeline in North Dakota, home of the Bakken oil field. He says transporting oil by train is not financially feasible.
And almost all of the crude from the Bakken is being railed. And the reason for that is it's a little early. It's so far away from any consumption in the country. If you think about where it is, there's not a lot of refineries in that area. So therefore, pipelines have not caught up. They will.
But the Standing Rock tribes say the energy transfer route passes through ancestral lands in the Dakotas. This has a deep meaning for Juan Mancias.
You know, we're 98% water. So when we cross over, that 98% water is evaporated into this atmosphere. And it becomes the rains, it becomes the waters of the rivers, it becomes the waters of the lakes and the ocean. Those are still our ancestors. That's why that water is life, because it connects us.
A federal judge will decide this month whether to allow the Dakota Access Pipeline to move ahead or grant an injunction that would halt construction. Gus Contreras, KERA News.
remember Bizarro World in the old Superman comics? That was the world where everything was the reverse of Superman's real world. The new comedy at the Dallas Theater Center called Constellations multiplies that idea several times over. A young couple may or may not meet. She may leave him. He may propose marriage. I sat down with Art and Seek's Jerome Weeks to talk about physics and the many possibilities of two people in love.
Justin, here's a question you don't often hear in a conversation about theater. What is the multiverse?
Ooh, the multiverse. It's a theory in physics. Supposedly, there's an infinite number of universes.
So that notion of infinite universes where different versions of ourselves exist, that's what's behind the play Constellations. It's getting its area premiere at the Dallas Theater Center. Constellations is the story of two young Brits who meet cute and fall in love, or they meet badly and don't fall in love. Basically, Constellations keeps hitting the reset button. We see the same scene played out again and again, but differently each time. Here's Allison Pistorius as Marianne and Alex Organ as Roland when they first meet.
Nothing worse than a soggy barbecue.
Yeah.
Soggy sausages. Would you like a drink?
I'm all right. My wife's actually just gone to get me a beer.
Nothing worse than a soggy barbecue.
So, are you a friend of Jane's or...
No, Jane, yeah. We were at college together.
Right.
Yourself?
My wife used to work with Jane.
Nothing worse than a soggy barbecue.
So, are you a friend of Jane's, or...
Who's Jane?
She's the lady having the barbecue.
Oh, right. Christ, no. I was just walking past and I saw a load of free booze and sausages. I'm joking.
That sounds like it could be very funny, like Groundhog Day. Keep doing this until you get it right, or it could be maddening, like a broken record.
But what happens is the play will suddenly leap forward to another pivotal moment. Does she fall ill? Does he cheat on her? As a couple, the two are a bit mismatched. Roland's a beekeeper, a regular bloke, while Marianne is a theoretical physicist. She is how Nick Payne, the playwright, brings in the whole multiverse theory. But people shouldn't think, great, a lecture on quantum mechanics. Constellations doesn't shovel physics at us. Because we are watching, in effect, the multiverse in action, it's fascinating. And Marianne's own fascination with it makes it even lyrical.
Well, I certainly find it fascinating, as you know, and kudos to Payne for making it accessible. That's tough.
Reviewers have certainly been fascinated by the multiverse, too, but I think they've been missing two theatrical reasons this is such an elegant and moving two-hander.
Two-hander?
That's a theater speak for a two-person play. First, Constellations is a tricky acting challenge. Repeating the same lines over and over again while changing your expressions each time, that's like going from 0 to 60 emotionally and then slamming it in reverse. Alex Organ and Allison Pistorius are exceptionally fine at just that. They flip from intensity to intimacy in split seconds. They and director Wendy Dan make this a sweet, sharp little show at the Theater Center. But my second point about how Constellations work so well on stage is there are 50 scenes here. So theoretically...
Theoretically, we're seeing 50 different universes. 50 different couples.
Right, but that's not how it feels in the theater. What we see are 50 different aspects of Roland and Marianne. We come to know these two people because we've seen them wretched and wrongheaded, passionate and funny. There's this wealth of emotional detail here. Constellations is only 90 minutes long, but it feels so much richer than that.
Thanks, Jerome.
It's a pleasure, Justin.
Constellations runs at the Dallas Theater Center through October 9th. For more details, visit artandseek.org. And finally, a programming note. Listen in tonight in about 30 minutes at 7 for an hour-long NPR special about the Democratic and Republican presidential nominees. It's called The Making of Clinton and Trump: Character in the 2016 Election. NPR will revisit the personal histories of Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump and explore episodes in which their characters were forged. This hour-long special airs done at 7 here on KERA Radio. It's 6:30. This is KERA News.